Welcome to another episode of the Servant Leader Coach's Bible Study. I am so excited to be able to be a blessing, to be able to be used, and to be able to be a servant leader. This is another one of our weekly Servant Leader Time Out episodes where we just take a moment to uplift, encourage, and to just take those who lead into a place of Servant Leadership 101. And so this morning I was thinking about in my past life being an athlete. And so former athletes, current athletes, coaches, and all leaders who have had to go through some sort of rigorous training. I want you to take your minds back to that space, right? And I can remember being in the middle of one of the toughest workouts that I've ever been in my season. And my muscles were burning, sweat was just going out everywhere, right? I was literally saying to myself, Chelsea, stop. Like your body is done, stop. You know, you're exhausted and you're trying to figure out why in the world did I even sign up for this anyway? You know, the coach was pushing me to dig deeper, telling me embrace where you are. You know, you have more inside of you, but deep down, all I could feel is my present pain. And I had to remember that this was preparing me. You know, it's probably worse in my freshman year where this was new, but I had to realize that there was a season coming that required my workout, that required me to be pushed to the limit, to be prepared for the task that was ahead of me. See, the moment you push, you recognize how strong you actually are. The scripture that came to my mind and my spirit was James 1, 2, and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. That's the part that pushes me and that makes me excited about it. For many kinds. It's not for a specific moment, but of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And you know, in life, just like sports, especially for us servant leaders and Christ followers, suffering isn't something that we will always enjoy. Honestly, never enjoy. But it's something that we learn to grow through. Regardless of the fact that it may be difficult while we're enduring, we have to understand that it's a season that we face the personal trials. It's a season that we're suffering. And it's like God's training ground. Much like when I was that freshman athlete, I could not see the game day that was ahead. All I saw was the present moment. But when we suffer, it's like God's training ground to prepare us for what is to come. Much like the tough practice, much like the weight room, much like that tough workout or regimen that you have to go through for training for work, it may be overwhelming and painful. But see, the thing is, God sees. Just like my coach saw in me, he saw beyond my pain. He knew that I needed to be stronger for what was to come. He knew that in God's training ground, in that workout, that I would build resiliency. He knew that I would learn to be more faithful if I trained hard. So when you're in the middle of suffering, we got to remember to shift our mindsets from why me to what is God trying to teach me? How is God trying to train me? Every trial and hardship that we face is honestly, it's a design. It's a grueling workout, but it's a specific workout because God is preparing us for the moment when he calls us to be a leader for others. See, as a coach, I know what training session to give my players. And I know what I'm trying to get in the outcome of the situation. I know what they need to be prepared for. So I train them for that. God's training ground is specific to his servant leaders. So we got to keep our eyes on him, guys. Trust in his process, guys. And know that on the other side of the suffering is growth. On the other side of the suffering is victory. And on the other side of the suffering is deeper faith. Much like me in that workout, I didn't think I could make it through. But what I did realize is when game time came, I was ready. So guys, let's pray together and marinate and just meditate on those words that, Father, we ask that you help us to embrace the suffering that may come our way. help us to understand and know that you're using it to build us up and prepare us for the greater things that you have to come. Help us to trust in your plan, God, and even when it's hard to see, your purpose for us. Help us to see it even through the pain. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And help us to decrease so you can increase. And help us to be lights so that those that may not know you can find you. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for listening to another weekly Servant Leader Timeout. I pray that you guys have an amazing week ahead. Marinate and meditate on those thoughts. Do good, be good. Love you guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big.